Jeff and I recently met a man named Tim Doherty, and he is our neighbor, and he is the beekeeper that we have been so curious about. But he's not just a beekeeper. He's doing something really, really incredible, and we have him on the phone right now. And in my opinion, this is like all meant to be. Get it, bee? But I think this was supposed to happen.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to a bonus episode of The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
I think we just start with how, Tim, you became a suburban beekeeping mogul. Because when you think of beekeepers, right? You think of people who live out on farms and they have, hives out in the corner of one of their fields and wildflowers as far as the eye can see. But you are living in the middle of a neighborhood in a suburb of Atlanta.
So I started keeping bees after I got back from Afghanistan because I had to wait 4 months for the Army to evaluate the injuries I sustained. And I stayed in this, the Army's version of Red Roof Inn. It was called a Warrior Transition Battalion. And I went from being on the go every day with my own team, advising all the Afghan medical command, to doing literally nothing. And I would just have to stand in formation 3 times a day. And it was such a terrible transition that I needed something to do. And I was looking for different things to do. And there was this British officer, his name was Major Brian Brain. And he kept bees. And we would talk about it when we ate because, you want to talk about different things. And it just sort of stuck with me. And I started looking for veterans' farms. And there was this great farm called Veterans Healing Farms in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And it's ran by John Mashey, who's a veteran. And then I had a couple conversations with him. And I went home on leave back to Michigan. And my dad kept bees as a young man. And my sister had some bees on her farm. She said, "Tim, come work the bees with me." So I went and worked the bees with her. And you open up that beehive. And there's anywhere from 10 to 50,000 to 75,000 little insects looking at you. And they, sometimes they're really happy to see you. And sometimes they're a little more excited. And there's such an adrenaline rush and such a necessary focus that you forget everything else. All you think about is, well, what do I need to do to take care of my bees? Today, we harvested honey from 22 hives, and it was just such an adventure. Probably ended up with 16 boxes, and in each box is 8 frames of honey, and each box probably weighs around 80 pounds. So then there's that whole level of physical exertion that you just become exhausted from the activity you just completed, and at the same time, literally, thousands of bees are flying around you.
This was the beekeeping was kind of there for you in a time of transition in your life when you needed something.
Yeah, I had this huge void, and it was such a difficult transition. Being deputy surgeon and advising the Surgeon General of Afghanistan, coming home to have absolutely nothing to do. It was a terrible transition.
What years were you in Afghanistan?
I was there from April of 2015 to April of 2016. And then prior to that, I was in Iraq from 2006 to 2007.
So if anybody told you during either of your overseas deployments, if somebody pulled you aside and said, "Hey, when you get back to the States, you are going to find a calling as a beekeeper," would you have just laughed at them?
Yeah, I would have laughed at him. I would have said, what are you, high? I mean, like, keep bees. What are you talking about?
Right.
You're like, that's crazy. Right.
I was rushing to get out of the house this morning and a few hours later realized that I just was feeling a little bit out of sorts, kind of a headache, a little bit of brain fog. And I realized, oh man, I didn't chug my water like I usually do. Liquid IV to the rescue. Liquid IV uses special optimal ratios of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients into your bloodstream faster. They call it CTT, cellular transport technology. So if you are suffering any of the symptoms of dehydration, could be a little bit of a headache, could be feeling kind of sluggish, could be feeling brain fog, grab a stick of delicious Liquid IV, mix it into a glass of water, and you'll be back to perfect in no time. You can get Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get it for 25% off at liquidiv.com, but you have to use the code UPSIDE when you check out. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code UPSIDE at liquidiv.com.
I am a proud paying customer of Rothy's. I have 5 pair of them. They are incredibly comfortable. They're super cute. And Rothy's has tons of different styles. So whatever you are looking for, they have it. They have flats, they have loafers, and my personal favorite is the sneaker style. And they have them in a ton of colors and patterns. And also, they have incredibly spacious and also washable bags. That is right. I said washable. I've had my original pair of Rothy's for years now, and they look the same as they did the day that I got them, because when I get them dirty or when they start to smell, just being a little honest there, I throw them in the wash on a cold, delicate cycle and then let them air dry. My biggest gripe with flats are that when you love them, you wear them, and at some point you have to retire them because they're so worn out. Not with Rothy's. I wear them. I use them. When they start to smell, I throw them in the wash and they're like new. Rothy's recently launched men's shoes, so Jeff can get in on this too. They're durable, washable, and better for the planet. Step up your wardrobe with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/upside to find your new favorites today. That's rothys.com/upside.
Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and been shocked by the interest rate? Or are you one of those people who just avoids looking at that part of your credit card statement? Cause you know it's like high, like 17%, 18%, 19%. The average interest rate in the States is around 19%, but you might be able to roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate with Lightstream. You can lower your interest rate and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, with rates starting at just 5.93% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. And the rate is fixed. It will not go up over the life of the loan. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 and there are no fees. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience. That's exactly what they deliver. And Upside listeners can get a special interest rate discount and save even more. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. LIGHTSTREAM.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions do apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
So you're doing the beekeeping, but this is my favorite part of the story as I know it so far. And I'm sure there's so much more to your story that we're not getting into. But you are now kind of on a mission to help other veterans who might be struggling. And you're doing that with the bees.
It's so funny. I remember, I took, and you know, there's wonderful organizations in both at the Metro Atlanta and the county levels in Georgia. There's Metro Atlanta Beekeepers Association, which is fabulous. The Forsyth Beekeepers Association, which is wonderful. And then Georgia Beekeepers Association, which all of them I've been part of as members and a board director. It's amazing the amount of support. And that's one of the wonderful things, is that beekeepers are fascinating and they're so supportive of teaching others about bees. and teaching other people how to become beekeepers. So that was part of the transition. I came home, I went to the Georgia Beekeepers Conference because that sort of let me out of my warrior transition battalion prison for a weekend. And I learned all at the Georgia Beekeepers Conference. I learned all about these wonderful creatures called bees. And I bought them, and another beekeeper loaned me a box. Another beekeeper loaned me a veil. And I brought them home, and I put them up in my backyard in Dunwoody. It was just so exhilarating. I knew absolutely nothing, but here I am. I'm going to be a beekeeper. I just totally did it on a whim with nothing. And so that was in the fall of 2016. And it was so rewarding for me and such a great way to integrate into another group of people, because that's one of the hardest things as a veteran, is you come home and you're part of a family and you're not part of that family anymore.
Yeah.
And that supportive network, so that became these different beekeepers associations, and beekeeping became my new calling. So I did that in the fall, and I was like, this is so wonderful. I've got to help other veterans get introduced to this. So that January, I started Docs Healing Hives, and then started raising money to run a one-day course out of Kingswood United Methodist Church. We had 22 veterans, and I chose that number intentionally because that's the number of veterans that kill themselves every day. Mm-hmm. That seems to be glossed over somehow as not being important, but it is statistically real that 22 veterans will commit suicide every single day. We lose more veterans to suicide than we do to combat. And it just doesn't really seem to resonate or really be important. So that's started Docs Healing Hives to help other veterans heal through the craft of beekeeping. Docs gives every veteran that comes through the program, and we've helped 65. We give them the bees, we give them the equipment, and then we give them training. And going back to my suburban home in Dunwoody, it worked fine when I had one or two hives, but I was trying to raise hives to give away, so I had escalated the number to 14. And so I sold that, my home in Dunwoody, and I bought 13 acres in Morganton. And Morganton is just outside of Blue Ridge. And now I was going to wait 5 years and raise the money to build this learning center to teach veterans how to keep bees. But I got so frustrated by not being able to help others during COVID that I started building the learning center right away. And it should be done this Veterans Day. On the front side of it, it's got a soup kitchen, an office, a bunk room, a small living space, and a huge front porch. And then on the back side, it's an open air classroom. And then right there, I have the apiary with 22 beehives. And the biggest challenge is that building materials have cost so much, it's exceeded my original loan by about $50,000.
What do you think the connection is? Because there's obviously something in the soul that connects somebody like yourself who is in the military and serves in a chaotic part of the world during a chaotic time, and then comes home and finds comfort in beekeeping. What do you think it is that connects people like you to beekeeping?
Just being part of the environment, being outdoors, part of taking care of another creature. And there's with bees, there's that adrenaline rush that we get so addicted to in combat that you get. It's not, I mean, like if you were growing beans, I don't think it's like the same kind of
right.
Adrenaline.
Right.
But, you know, it's like today, you know, getting into 22 beehives, you know, and my only weapon is a leaf blower.
Yeah.
There's always something to do. And as soon as you open that hive up, you get lost in the hive. And then at the end of the season, there's your honey. And everybody loves honey.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. I think my honey, I mean, you tasted the three different kinds of honey I have. What do you think about those honeys?
That the bourbon honey was outstanding. Like
Jeff was like, hands down, like one of unbelievable. The,
and I never, like, I'm not a honey connoisseur, and I know, I'm sure it's, you know, similar to, you know, people who love wine and they can taste different types of flowers or whatever. To me, honey was just good or bad. And then that, I tried that bourbon honey that you brought by, and that was, I was like, that's good. That's not just good honey. That's good honey.
I know. It's amazing by itself. And then if you were to put it into an old fashioned, it even becomes better. It's almost magical.
You know, Jeff and I are huge advocates of mental health, and it is incredibly important. It can be incredibly isolating. And when you add what you've been through as a veteran, it's on a whole different level. And I think that so many people either have served or know service members that this would be really helpful for, or they just want to donate to make sure that what you're doing keeps going and helping more people. How do people do that?
If they just want to donate.
If they want to donate.
Just send you cash.
So they can write a check or to Docs Healing Hives, or they can, there's a GoFundMe page. We're working on getting the webpage back up. And once it's back up, you can donate through that.
So the Instagram page, that I think has everything on it, because I think I saw the GoFundMe link on there, and we'll post it on our social media as well. But if you want to find Tim, it's docs.healing.hives on Instagram, and his information is there if you want to donate and support this incredible work that he is doing.
I think it's incredibly poignant and powerful to talk about how much you personally have invested financially in this, because I read it either on the GoFundMe page or in one of the articles, or maybe the one of the things that you dropped off with the honey.
Yeah.
But you are so committed to helping veterans heal through beekeeping that you've written checks totaling how much out of your own pocket?
So I basically sold my home in Dunwoody, and I took the proceeds from that to buy the land in Blue Ridge. And then it's basically, I hold about a $300,000 note on the new construction of the learning center and the farm. And unfortunately, because building materials have been so much that are escalated so much because of COVID, I'm probably going to have to pull another $50,000 to $75,000 loan out to finish the learning center. So essentially, I write a $2,000 check every month to pay the note so that the learning center and the farm can be in existence. And that doesn't cover like incidental costs of buying bees. Like I spent $2,000 just to buy bees this year. And, you know, there are, like, Farmers Veteran Coalition did support me with a grant. And there have been some wonderful private donors. But the reality is it's become my life's work and where a good portion of my paycheck goes to every month. And come November, that learning center should be finished. And this spring, we'll be able to operate at least two courses a year. And then once I'm able to retire as an assistant principal, it'll be opened up as a soup kitchen and a place to teach other people who are food insecure how to grow their own food. So it will be a wonderful place, but most immediately it will help the veterans who, you know, you mentioned, I intentionally don't watch the news. So I can't imagine some of the trauma that the veterans are feeling from what's happening in Afghanistan right now. And I can only imagine that void or emptiness is only going to increase, and there will be more of a need than there was before, because it's hard to replace that camaraderie. It's hard to replace that adrenaline rush. It's hard to replace that sense of purpose in a healthy way. Bees work hard and aren't thanked or taken care of necessarily in the best way. And I feel like veterans do the same. We give 100, 200% to take care of this country. And then people don't realize the turmoil that's going on inside of us.
You are doing incredible work. And my hope is that us looking out the window the other day and wondering who was trying to set our tree on fire actually turns in to members of this community, this our podcast listener family, being able to help you out. And just, you know, you said $2,000 a month. Wouldn't it be great if two or three or four of those months were just covered?
Yeah.
You know, and so
my builder is basically waiting for me to pull more money in so he can keep going.
And the thing that you probably will never know, and none of your donors will never know, but is very possible, is it may have saved someone's life.
Oh, I know it has. On more than one occasion. I always say Doc's Healing Hives. I ask people to please help us help others heal. And that's kind of our tagline. We simply want to help others heal.
Well, you are amazing. And thank you so much for your service and for your service overseas, but also what you're doing for other people here. It's really incredible. I'm trying so hard not to cry. And we are excited to spread the word about you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. It's always a shot in my arm to keep going when two great individuals want to do their best to help. So thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. We hope you enjoyed this bonus episode. Most people learn about The Upside from their friends. Please tell everyone you know about this podcast so the amazing Upside community can continue to grow. And one last thing. We would love to stay in touch with you by text. Text the word UPSIDE to 800-434-5454 and then save it in your phone as Callie and Jeff.
If you would like to donate to Tim's organization or just find out more about it, you can find him on Facebook. It's Docs, D-O-C apostrophe S, Healing Hives, or on Instagram at docs.healing.hives, or text the word honey to 800-434-5454, and we will send that info right to your phone.